This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to speeding up coronavirus vaccine shots after what's seen as a slow start in many places. Experts say some of the delay may have been the federal money to help states with this took so long to get approved in that stimulus bill in Congress. There was also 2 weeks that pharmacy chains needed to organize vaccine shipments that they're contracted to administer in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. But there's more. As part of Marketplace's ongoing Fast Track series about the challenges of distribution, I wanted to check back in with Dr. Kelly Moore, Deputy Director of the Immunization Action Coalition. Thanks for doing this.
It's great to be with you again, David.
Where are we with this? I mean, a lot of headlines about a lot of vaccine already out there, but not a lot going into people's arms. Does this surprise you?
I think that some of the promises made by federal officials were truly aspirational, but really unrealistic. If you've been in this business as long as I have, you know that there's a lot of work to do to start rolling out a new vaccination program. So it's not surprising that we're getting a slow start, but we should see things improve in the weeks ahead.
Now, we do really got to get on the stick here. Lives are at stake. Any recommendations for how we could rethink a little bit of this?
I think a couple of things would be helpful. One of those is going to be getting people experienced with giving these vaccines and with scheduling them. The other thing is that I'm hopeful that additional funding to public health will allow public health officials to start setting up publicly accessible large-scale vaccination clinics with the additional resources coming soon.
I've noted that who gets vaccinated when really does vary by state. This is the tradition even before COVID-19 that the CDC recommends but doesn't mandate?
That's right. But in public health at the state and local level, we consider their recommendations nearly scriptural. They're generally supported by the best available evidence. And so traditionally, we've been able to really hang our hats on their recommendations.
But this time it seems different. Even though there were always recommendations, this time some states are saying, no, we can figure this out ourselves.
Well, I think over the last year, there's been a lot of confusion about various aspects of the pandemic and the response to the pandemic, whether it came to testing and how testing was done or contact tracing. And states have felt like CDC wasn't providing enough guidance or perhaps the best guidance. There were questions and concerns about political influence on that guidance, and that undermines the credibility of this incredibly important agency. And I think we're seeing the results of that in states choosing to go their own way instead of following these guidelines. And it does create more confusion when one state is doing something different than the state next door. So my hope is that we can restore trust in CDC and restore our ability to cooperate across state lines.
Dr. Kelly Moore is Deputy Director of the Immunization Action Coalition based in Nashville. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.